Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Royal author Tom Bauer claimed that he was told by Thomas Markle that Meghan barely knew the Hollywood A-listers at her wedding. Speaking to Palace Confidential, Bauer said, Thomas Markle told me that he knew the people at the wedding better than Meghan because he had filmed them all at ABC and other studios. Meghan didn't know Oprah at all. She met her once for a few minutes. She didn't know George Clooney. That was passing once they'd met. It was all for her future. She used the wedding to build up her career for when she returned to Hollywood. There is a report that Harry and Meghan have unseen footage from the wedding, which royal expert Neil Shawn says they should give to Netflix. What they're looking at is an idea as themselves going through their own wedding pictures and screening unseen footage on a big screen and then providing the commentary. The idea is that they look at these pictures and footage and share their inner thoughts of their special and romantic big day. Someone at Netflix thinks this is actually quite a good idea, including the very close team around Harry and Meghan, but it always remains to be seen if an audience will tune into that. I'm sure lots of media will, but the basic idea is really this. The team has decided to look back on something when the public really like them. From the New York Post, Meghan Markle's half-brother, Thomas Markle Jr., has called on her and Prince Harry to stay out of politics and revealed that he would move out of the US if his sister ever pursued an elected office. You're going to a memorial for Mandela at the UN building, which is an open invitation to anybody in the general public, and then you start talking world peace and politics, which has nothing to do with anything there at that point. The Sussexes need to stick to rescuing chickens in Montecito and stay out of politics. Asked whether there was any sign in childhood that Meghan might have ambitions to run for president, he added, never got a sense that she was after anything political whatsoever. It was always fairy tales and princesses, stories about princesses. That's what she focused on. But as far as politics goes, if that ever happens, I'll probably move to the UK. Junior is a fan of Tom Bauer's new book, saying, Tom Bauer, I think he did a fantastic spot-on job. President Markle may need to stack her own court, as Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito does not seem to be a fan of Harry's. Harry had recently commented on the, quote, rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States. Speaking at a conference on religious liberty in Rome, Alito said in a sarcastic tone, but what really wounded me was when the Duke of Sussex addressed the United Nations and seemed to compare the decision whose name may not be spoken with the Russian attack on Ukraine. Palace Intrigue will be right back. A man found on Windsor Castle grounds with a crossbow on Christmas Day has been charged with treason. Jasant Singh Chahal from Southampton was arrested on Christmas Day after being discovered near the Queen's residence while armed with a crossbow. In lighter news, the creators of The Crown have made a change to their current series finale, which could leave the door open to further seasons focusing on Megxit. The Mirror reminds us screenwriter Peter Morgan had previously revealed that season 6 would be its last, concluding in 2002 with storylines focusing on the loss of the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret. However, in a U-turn by the 59-year-old, the final installment, at least for the time being, will now culminate in the wedding of Prince Charles to Camilla Parker Bowles, which occurred 3 years later. As a result of the change, Princes William and Harry are set for more prominent roles, which could pave the way for an additional season to tell stories of their respective marriages to Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle, and of course, Megxit. Bosses of the streaming services are said to have indicated to Morgan, meanwhile, that they would like to cash in on further dramas of the most recent 2 decades, including the death of Prince Philip at 99 and alleged events surrounding Prince Andrew. An insider told The Sun, it's a small but significant shift because it's seen as marking the start of an era which becomes more focused on Princes William and Harry and their father. The marriage of Charles and Camilla is treated like the end of one turbulent period in the Windsor story and the start of a whole new one. Having the Duchess of Cambridge starring in an easy win for The Crown, as the creators know it will get more people watching, particularly as it will show her relationship with William just as their romance starts to blossom when they were both students. A casting call is underway to find actors to play William and Harry. There you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. It's Palace Intrigue. Good times.